Mitt Romney is now walking back his criticism of Britain's handling of the Olympics, which came in an interview with NBC News.
There are a few things that were disconcerting. The stories about the private security firm not having enough people, the supposed strike of the immigration and customs officials, that obviously is not something which is encouraging.
Joining us live this morning is Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington's correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Bob, is this really that big a deal?
No, it's not that big a deal, but, you know, when it gets all over the British newspapers, first rule, when you're visiting someone else, you don't immediately start telling them what's wrong with the sofa they bought for the front room, or the, don't do that, and I'm sure that Romney had no idea what he was stepping into, but you know, the folks in London are proud to be hosting the Olympics, and it would be the same way in this country. So my guess is it'll run for a couple of days, but I would also guess that Mitt Romney wishes he had never said this kind of stuff, because, it's embarrassing.
Sure.
Right, and the whole point of this trip was to showcase Governor Romney as a statesman, someone who can handle foreign policy and diplomacy. So how much has it set him back in that department?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that it's all that serious a matter. But, the other part is, obviously, he just kind of stepped in it. And, he'll have to deal with that while he's there. And it pretty much takes away most of the positive headlines that he might have gotten out of this. But the other part is, I don't think the course of human events is going to be changed by what he said that or there, or that U.S.-British relations will be damaged.
You know, the way things go now, though, with 24/7 coverage and you don't have a moment of real privacy as a candidate, it's impossible not to step in it for both candidates, so they'll just take turns through the election.
Well, maybe one of the reasons that Governor Romney doesn't give many interviews, maybe he needs more practice. Maybe that's what the problem is here. But it'll take away a couple of headlines for Mitt Romney. The Brits are not going to be voting in the election, so that probably will make a difference. But I imagine a lot of people, back in this country read it and had a chuckle.
Right.
But I really don't see it going much beyond that.
And he's also, other than these remarks that he's made that have gotten a lot of attention, he's also just gotten a lot of attention for being over there. It seems like Governor Romney's getting the bulk of the attention in the race right now, and he's getting a lot of these kind of longer, more softball-type interviews. Is this going to help him in the long run?
I guess this one didn't.
No.
I mean, if that was a softball interview.
No, not that one. I won't name names, but there were other ones where
I saw a couple of comments that he made. I didn't see the entire interview, but, it's a presidential year. It's a presidential campaign. That's what these things are about. I think it's still going to come back to jobs and who people think has the best chance to fix the economy in this country. I mean, I think the issues in this campaign are still the same that they have been from the beginning.
What do you have coming up on Sunday, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm up at Penn State University right now as we speak, and I'm getting ready to interview the president of Penn State, Scott Erickson, about life after the sanctions and what happens now, not just to this university's football program after this horrendous scandal up here where, they pretty much cleaned out the top administrators at the school, fired the icon of Joe Paterno for covering up this awful child molestation case. Well, now, the child molester has been tried. He's been sentenced to life or whatever. No, we expect he will be. And now what happens to this university and where does it go from here? So we're going to talk to Scott Erickson, the president, today, and we'll have that on Face the Nation.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob.
Bob Schieffer, okay. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent and host of Face the Nation.